big Dolly Parton tribute shows at 2 and 7 p.m. on Friday, February 9th. To purchase tickets and see a complete listing of all our tribute concerts, visit LegacyDinnerTheater.com or call 608-432-SHOW and make plans to join us in March to see Ted Vigil as John Denver, the new Legacy Dinner Theater across from the Wilderness Resort, Wisconsin Dells.
My toddler got into my cleaning supplies.
I might have taken too much medication. Do I need to go to the hospital?
When poison happens, Poison Help is here. We're the free 24/7 hotline that answers your poison questions. With expert advice from local professionals, available at no charge in over 100 languages, make the right call in a poison emergency. Call Poison Help, 1-800-222-1222, or visit poisonhelp.hrsa.gov.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry. Preston, Southern California should start seeing some relief today from growing days of relentless rain. The ground saturated, and ABC's Alex Stone in Los Angeles says there are more concerns about even more mudslides.
It's still raining this morning. It hasn't stopped raining since Sunday afternoon. In less than 3 days, areas of L.A. have received around a foot of rain. Typically, L.A. gets about 14 inches of rain all year, so three-quarters of L.A.'s typical yearly rain has fallen in 2 days. After parking over Southern California, finally today, the storm begins moving east.
King Charles said to have called both his sons on learning of his cancer diagnosis. He is undergoing treatment now. Prince Harry believed to be on his way to London. The immigration bill took 4 months to craft and has the support of both parties. Doesn't appear to be going anywhere, though. Senate Republicans emerging from a closed-door huddle last night saying they would filibuster it. Impeachment vote today in the House for Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
A state program that helped many Wisconsinites in danger of being foreclosed on will soon end. The Wisconsin Help for Homeowners program will close applications on March 8th. In 2 years, the program gave Wisconsinites close to $70 million to prevent foreclosure through mortgage tax and utility payments. The program also provided housing counseling. During the time the program was active, Wisconsin Help for Homeowners served over 8,600 households in all 72 counties. On average, households received $8,438 in assistance. Applications are being accepted until Friday, March 8th. For more information, visit homeownerhelp.wi.gov. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM weather brought to you by The Jeweler's Edge, a full-service jeweler since 2013. The Jeweler's Edge, 416 Oak Street, downtown Baraboo.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
We have some fog and freezing fog or a little freezing drizzle out there again this morning, but it's not going to last long. We'll gradually clear out. We'll see some sunshine this afternoon. Our high today, 48. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 34. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 51 on Thursday. Some light rain with a high of 55. Worthington, Minnesota is a great place to live, stay, shop, and play. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 24.
99.7.
It's 8:03 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. We always appreciate it. Hopefully your Tuesday is off to a great start. Lots of beautiful sunshine. And Rick Astley, too. He's celebrating his 58th birthday today. So, of course, we got to Rickroll you this morning. Never going to give you up. It's a dirty trick on a Tuesday.
We're no strangers to love. You know the rules, and so do I. I've no commitments while I'm thinking of. You wouldn't get this from any other guy. I just want to tell you how I'm feeling. Gotta make you understand. Never gonna give you up. Never gonna let you down. Never gonna run around and
90s, and more.
Max FM.
Love a bad name. There is Bon Jovi, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It's 10 minutes after 8 now. And Finn, we're still going to pull out some Guns N' Roses yet this morning. I thought maybe we needed to wake up just a little bit more before we pull out the Guns N' Roses early on a Tuesday morning. You know, like,
well, and if you had played it after Rick Astley, we all would have been suffering from whiplash.
This is true. So I figure we'll kind of build up to Guns N' Roses as Axl Rose is celebrating a birthday today. Now, if you're one of those people who thinks that the cell phone thing is still just kind of a fad, you might want to sit down for this and stop twirling your fingers around the cord on your old rotary phone, because, mom, dad, landlines are being phased out probably for good. I was pretty sure this was already happening, but, you know, what do I know? Phone companies want to shift to newer infrastructure within the next few years, which means older copper wire-based lines are going to be phased completely out in favor of more advanced technology like fiber optics that doesn't work with those old landlines. In fact, AT&T just applied for a waiver that would allow it to stop servicing traditional landlines in California. So it's happening, and it's going to happen quickly. So we got to be prepared for this. I don't know how many households still have landlines. It can't be very many, right? I mean, it really can't be. I'm thinking more, and not to pick on them, but like the older generation, they probably still have more landlines than the rest of us. There was a time when landlines were a lot cheaper and much more reliable compared to our cell phones. Remember the old bag phones that we used to have? Yeah, you had to have a landline too. But it's about to be the exact opposite very, very soon. In fact, a spokesperson for AT&T says that they're not canceling landline service in California or anywhere else yet. That was the qualifier, yet. But it's not about to get, but it's about to get even more expensive and less reliable as well, because they're going to need to find complex workarounds as they move away from the old equipment. Of course, a lot of households gave up their landlines a decade ago, or if not longer, but the breakdown of the landline system is going to impact some of those older folks, small businesses, and people in remote areas as well. According to one expert, about 100 million landlines between business and residential are currently active in the United States. Only about 5% of them are expected to remain by 2030, which is, I mean, really, honestly, we're only talking like, what, 7-6 years from now when we're going to still have landlines of any sort in service, which is actually kind of crazy because that's going to go a lot faster than we think. But it is an interesting, I mean, just one of those technological things that you knew was probably going to happen at some point in time. But here we are actually talking about it now. And I was sitting here trying to think this morning as I was reading that. I don't know the last time we actually had a landline in our house. I would have to go back to our days all the way in Mitchell, South Dakota, to be able to figure out when we had a landline. That's how long it's actually been. It's got to be at least 15, 16 years since we've had any sort of landline in our house, honestly, when I think back on it. Like, I'm literally trying to figure out the last time we had a landline. It's got to be 15, 16 years ago, if maybe not a year or two more than that, because we've had cell phones for that long as our primary source of making phone calls, in at least in our house. So
we actually had one last year when we lived out at the barn. We had
that makes sense. Yeah. I mean, you were out. I mean, you guys were out a ways, right? Cell service in that area was a little unreliable.
Horrible. Yeah. But so you know, here's the thing, though. We take so much stuff for granted, and this is where they kind of have us over the barrel. And they're just, I mean, another option is just lost. Okay. So I understand the technology side of it, but also nobody even blinks an eye at how much it costs to, you know, have a cell phone and, you know, payment plans. And it's like, it's insane. I mean, and then, you know, you've got multiple people in the in the house that have cell phones, and it's crazy.
Yeah, we have a plan with multiple people on it. Obviously, Corey, myself, both of the boys, and then we actually take care of my mom's cell phone as well, because my mom does not use the smartphone yet. She's still on an old flip phone. When she dropped hers in the toilet a couple weeks ago, it was kind of a conundrum, because do you know how hard it is to find just a standard flip phone?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Luckily, our provider was able to come through, so we were really lucky. But yeah, I mean, we have a tablet on that particular account and everything. So we have a lot of stuff on that one account. And it's just kind of how it goes, right? You just kind of do it. You pay for it. And it's interesting, though, because you're not really saving money, honestly, when you have that many accounts on one plan compared to the landline. You're really not. Because, you know, the cable company still would love to give you a landline for like $20 a month and call it a day. But you're not really saving any money. But boy, it sure does make life harder if you're out traveling somewhere or something happens or whatever it might be. But yeah, it's I literally cannot think of the last time I even picked up a landline. Obviously at the station it's a little different if I'm there, but I'm talking about in our own home. I can't remember the last time I actually picked up a phone plugged into the wall for any sort of reason. It's got to be at least 16-17 years. It's got to be somewhere in there. Craziness.
Waving goodbye to the landlines. You know what makes you really feel old? Facebook just turned 20.
I know.
20 years old for Facebook. That's insane.
Surprised it's still around after all the issues they've had recently.
Exactly.
But there is that. I don't know. Just sell it to Elon Musk. He'll take care of it in a heartbeat. It'll be gone like nobody's
business.
Just more
money for Zuckerberg.
Right?
You know?
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But get prepared, people. If you still have the landline, you have about 6 years to prepare yourself for this inevitable change. So, you know, it's funny because my mom doesn't have a landline, but sometimes Corey and I are like, maybe she should. It might be easier for her because she really does struggle with the technology of life. And even her flip phone, she's like, how do I add numbers? What do I do here? And we're just like, oh my goodness. Okay.
Yeah.
So we walk her through it, we make it all happen, and then everything is good. But it always makes us giggle just a little bit when we give her a new piece of technology.
Sure. That's actually a good point. Because, you know, for older folks, I mean, you can just completely rule out texting because that's not going to happen.
Right.
But to be able to see everything on such a small device. I mean, as you get older, I mean, that's, and with a landline, you got one of those rotary phones. I mean, it's fairly simplistic, right?
Yes, you know? It really, truly is. You know, and it's funny because we joke with her because when she dropped her phone in the toilet a few weeks ago, we were like, is it time for the jitterbug, Grandma? Do we need to go get you the jitterbug and call it? And she was like, it's bigger, right? And I said, yes, it's bigger. Yeah. So we actually contemplated it for a quick second because she does have a hard time seeing things and you know, things small type. And Corey actually just got her a new tablet. The one she'd had was old. And, you know, she likes to relax a little bit at night. She plays her solitaire. She plays different games on it. She also communicates by texting with family and stuff on it. So she loves her tablet. And we just got her a new one, and you know, it was bigger, and she was so excited because it was bigger than her last one. So she's like, oh, I can see this one.
I can see. Yeah, exactly. I love your mom.
My mom is the best. She really is the best. But no, she's got her new tablet. She's got all her new phone. She's got like all this new technical stuff. So she can still do what she needs to do. So that's the good news, I guess.
Yeah.
And even my mom has not had a landline for a very long time. I would have to go all the way back to when my dad was still with us to remember my parents having a landline. Because after my dad passed away, it was just easier for her to just have a cell phone, you know, and manage bills and only have the one and all of that kind of stuff. So she went with a cell phone shortly after he passed away as well. And they had had them previously, but they always had their landline too. So it's been, oh gosh, at least 18 years since 15 to 18 years since she's had any sort of landline too. So if my mama can do it, anybody can do it. And if she's listening this morning, I love you, and I'm just teasing because you do great with it. We don't want to pick on her too much.
No, she's awesome.
She is awesome. She's one of those people, though, who just does not love technology. She doesn't love it. She doesn't love how it takes over everything. She is one of those people who's more old school in thinking. She doesn't like how technology takes away jobs from people and all of that. And I totally understand that.
I'm so there with her.
Yep. I totally get all of that. But at the same time, we also keep trying to encourage her to not be afraid of it because, I mean, it's not stopping. The advances aren't stopping. And
you kind of have to know how to use it, at least to some, you know, ability. You've got to know how to use it. But
she's just good with what she's got. So you know, she's good with that. And we aren't going to make her learn too much more. The only thing we said to her is if you drop this phone in the toilet, you're probably going to end up with a smartphone. So take hold of it, care for it, like call it George, all of that kind of stuff. Love it, squeeze it, because we were a little hard pressed to even get the one flip phone that we got. So I don't know. Here I am sitting here. The other day, Corey was laughing at me because Dexter just got a new phone not too long ago. When we went to Chicago in October, he accidentally dropped his phone in the sink while he was brushing his teeth.
Everybody's dropping their phones in
they
water.
They are. We have issues. Apparently, we like to grease our hands in this family. But he was, you know, he grew up with technology. So when he's getting ready, he always laughs because he's like, you know, I'm an insta kid. That's what he calls himself. Or like, you can't literally do anything without your phone right there. And so when he's getting ready during the day, he brings his phone into the bathroom with his Spotify playlist loud, and he listens to music while he's brushing teeth, combing hair, washing, showering, whatever it is. And of course, you're not in your home, so you know, you got different things you got to work around. Well, when we were in the Airbnb, they just had a little tiny soap shelf, you know, so that you could put a soap up there to wash your hands hands, a pedestal sink, and a tiny bathroom. Well, he put his phone up there sideways, and of course, it didn't stay, and it toppled into the sink while he was brushing his teeth. Long story short, the kid, when we went in to get him a new phone, because he kind of needed one anyway, I kind of said to Corey, I said, I don't know how much it like actually fell or if he just kept tapping it a little bit to make it actually fall in the sink, because we weren't there and he did need a new one. But when we went in to get him a new one, they always have deals. And so the deal was on an iPhone 15. And so that's what he's got, which is like four versions better already than my phone, which I've only had for like 2 years, which is absolutely insane to me. He's already got a better phone than I do. And when we were in Dallas this weekend, my phone was having the hardest time, like trying to figure out where it was at and what it was doing. And switching to the Dallas towers, you know, his phone sometimes do. I turned it on, I turned it off, and it was struggling a whole lot. And I said to Corey, I said, I bet you I wouldn't be having this trouble if I had Dexter's iPhone 15. And he just looked at me and he's like, that one needs to die completely before you will ever see another phone in your life. And I'm like, well, I could just use the sink method too. I mean, everybody else in our family's doing it. I can use the sink to the or toilet method. It's fine.
See, now there's where you don't have a problem with a landline though, see?
Right? Yeah, exactly. Well, and it didn't help that every time we went down to the Chaser convention, there were about 400 people there that were also trying to use the Wi-Fi and all the technology in the hotel. Yep. Mm-hmm. And so my phone was just like, nope, can't do it, not doing it. Yep. Nope, not happy right now. As soon as I'd go up to our room, everything was peachy keen, but when I was down there with all those other people, it was like, nope, I have no idea where you're at. One time I tried to DoorDash something and was looking for food options, and it sent me restaurants, I'm not even joking, from Brazil. It was absolutely insane. Crazy. I'm like, how did we get here? Like, what are we doing? Because it was just struggling like mad. I was like, we went south, but not quite that far south.
Yeah.
I don't need a Brazilian. And it was actually restaurants in Brazil, not Brazilian restaurants in Dallas. So just so we're clear.
Boy, your DoorDash bill would really be expensive then.
My food would have been really cold too. Yeah. It would have been really cold as well. The seafood may have been fresher though. That's one thing. Seafood may have been fresher. Taking a look at the forecast right now. Lots of sunshine today. 48 for a high. Mostly cloudy tonight, down to 34. Tomorrow going to be equally as nice as far as temperatures go. The clouds are going to stick around. 51 though for a high tomorrow. Right now it is 25.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes nurse midwife Beth Adsett.
I am a nurse midwife here at RAMC. In my role, I care for women from the start of puberty through menopause, really caring for women through those childbearing years and supporting them through all those transitions of life. I love supporting women through that labor where they think, I can't do this. And then all of a sudden it clicks and they know I'm strong enough to get through this and bring my child into the world.
Learn more about nurse midwife Beth Adsett at RAMCHealth.com.
Your experience is our top priority at Back Road Baraboo Motors, where you'll find a top-notch crew that gets the job done right, thorough advisors that explain it all, a free car wash with every visit, and a waiting room where you won't mind the wait. From routine service to major repairs, our certified team is here for you. Back Road Baraboo Motors, proudly servicing all makes and models, just off Highway 136 in Baraboo and online at baraboomotors.com.
Shooting for peace of mind and protection, you're on target with Dez Tactical Arms in Baraboo. Our semi-private training is one of a kind in the industry. Keep up your skills by building muscle memory through repetition as you practice on the 10-lane shooting range. Ask about Dez's custom-made rifles, Wisconsin concealed carry classes, and more at DezTactical.com. That's DezTactical.com of Baraboo.
99.7 It's 8:25 right now. Thank you so much for joining us on this Tuesday morning. We hope you are having a great start to your day. Axl Rose, frontman for Guns N' Roses, celebrating his 62nd birthday today. So, of course, we have to pull out some Guns N' Roses. Going back to 1987, Appetite for Destruction was the album. You're a Sweet Child of Mine on 99.7 Max FM.
She's got a smile.
sweet child of mine. There is Guns N' Roses, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Of course, Axl Rose, 62 years old today. And Finway, that song was playing. I was looking at it because I know from watching a documentary a couple of years ago. In fact, it was maybe even a little over that. I think it was during COVID. This was not one of Slash's favorite songs. It was, in fact, one of the songs, we're talking guitarist for Guns N' Roses, that he just never even thought was going to make it onto any of their albums. And there was a lot of speculation over the years that this was a warm-up exercise. The guitar riff that you hear in there, because Slash is so flippin' amazing at what he does, right? Mm-hmm. That it was a warm-up exercise that he did. Well, about a year and a half ago, he was on a podcast, and he said that that's not what it was at all. He was just sitting around the house where the band lived, and it was at one point 1986, and he came up with a riff, and he was just messing around, putting notes together like anybody does when they're creating a riff, and he was like, well, this is cool, and then he put a third note with it, and finally he found this melody, and then it was Izzy Stradlin who started playing the chords behind it, and then Axl Rose heard it, and he just kind of took it from there. They were actually surprised that this song had any sort of impact on any of their fans. Huh. You know, we've heard it used in movies like most recently Thor, Love and Thunder, the Step Brothers movie as well. He said at the time it was just a song. Quote, nobody had any designs for it to be a big hit or anything like that. It was just a song that we put together that was cool before we actually made the Appetite for Destruction record. He goes on to say that they put it on the record, and the next thing you know, it's like this song that just took off after the album was released. But they never intended for Sweet Child of Mine to actually be that. It was just something fun they were kind of messing around with, and there you go. You never know when you're going to strike gold, right?
Yeah. I would think that once you've figured out the chords and the melody of that song, just like with Welcome to the Jungle, I would think, oh, we've got something on our hands here. But that's kind of interesting to know.
Yeah, just one of those songs that they just were kind of having fun with, and then all of a sudden everybody liked it and it took off once it actually hit the album. So kind of even sounds like the way he alluded to it if you go in and read the notes of the podcast, because obviously that was just an article I was looking at. But from the actual podcast notes, it kind of felt like they just needed one more song on the album, and they were kind of like, well, we've just kind of been messing around with this one, so they threw it on there, which artists will sometimes do, right? Just to kind of fill the space. And then all of a sudden, Sweet Child of Mine became like this huge hit for them, which is funny. So there you go. A little music history this morning, everybody. Especially, you know, when you're talking about a band as iconic as Guns N' Roses was, and then a guitarist as amazing as Slash always was.
Yeah.
One of my favorite parts about his career is still, and I will still say it because I know it was so far removed from Guns N' Roses, but when he appeared in Black Cat with Janet Jackson and does that guitar riff, gosh, it was mind-blowing.
It was kind of like the equivalent of Eddie Van Halen on Michael Jackson's Beat It, right?
Yes, exactly. It was just sensational. So still one of my favorite performances from Slash is when he shows up in Black Cat and just, I mean, he just kills it in the middle of that song, right? Yeah. And that is one of those songs where it's meant to be killed. It truly is.
Right.
I kind of wish I kind of wish we had it in our library because I'd spike that in there this morning. As long as we've been talking about, maybe I have to do some digging, see what we got. Before we can do any of that, though, and I do some digging here and start searching around our library. Now, I don't know what this says about the creative team over at Burger King, but apparently they're desperate for our good ideas. They just launched a new contest where they're offering $1 million to the person who can come up with their next great Whopper innovation. Now, this creative team says that Whoppers currently offer more than 200,000 possible customized combinations. But if you've ever wanted something different than that, you know, they got to see what they can do, and they want to hear your pitch. To participate in this, there's a few different things that you requirements, as there usually is in these types of $1 million contests. You need to be one of their free Royal Perks accounts, and you can submit your suggestions through their app or at BK.com. fogbay.com/MDW. They didn't list many rules, although your submission can only have 8 toppings maximum. You can't change the bun or the burger patty, but those don't count towards the 8. So that's, you got 8 separate things besides that. You can't use any allergens like peanuts, and you can only pick edible food items. So I don't know what that means and why you want to put something non-edible on a burger, but okay. Yeah. They're looking for popularity, so it can't be so weird that no one wants it. Creativity, anything too close to what they already have isn't going to cut it, and feasibility is also something else that they're looking for. So it needs to be something they could reasonably stock at any Burger King anywhere. Now, it doesn't need to be stuff they already have on hand. In fact, it sounds like they want it to include maybe a few new items, just nothing too wild, like caviar or puffer fish, right, or those stupid edible
gold
flakes.
They've got to be able to sell it somehow.
Exactly. Nobody's going to buy it with the caviar or puffer fish on it anyway. Now, you can send in up to 3 entries. The deadline is March 17th, so you got some time to do this and to get creative, especially if you want to try your hand at $1 million. 3 finalists will be chosen this spring. 1 winner will be named by the end of the year, so it's going to take a little bit. The other 2 finalists will walk away with $200,000 or $100,000. So at least you get something for your efforts, right? They'll also give you a coupon for 1 free Whopper after your first entry. So there's that as well. At least they're giving us something for our time. But interesting, I don't know why they're going to the people to do this. I don't know why they can't come up with something on their own. Maybe they feel like they're running out of ideas. But it is a great creative promotional ploy, is it not?
I have a theory. I think the fast food places are working overtime now, and I'm not exactly sure why, unless it's just that time of the year or whatever, but McDonald's just recently came out with a promotion. So the marketing teams are just, they're going crazy now.
Right.
So McDonald's just came out with a promotion just like a week ago, I think, where the Hamburglar has a new vehicle. Okay. So he's driving cross country, and there's a promotion that if you spot the Hamburglar vehicle, you get something. I can't remember what it was, but you win something from McDonald's. So now it seems like Burger King has fallen in line, and now they've got this Whopper promotion. And I would bet probably in the next couple of days, expect something from Hardee's.
Yes, or Wendy's or something
Wendy's,
like that. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But at least this one I can win up to $1 million if you have a really creative idea. Or if you're one of the top three finalists, you also have your chance at $100,000 or $200,000, which not a mil, but definitely not too shabby. So there you go.
So, promotion.
If you've always said, as you've been eating your Whopper, boy, this could really use, maybe start thinking and submit your ideas. So there you go.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, I found Black Cat, by the way, in our library.
Nice.
Because we talked about it. I think we got to throw some Janet Jackson Black Cat in there this morning. Just blowing away completely all of the playlist and making the speakers blare today is what we're doing this morning. I feel like that's kind of one of those days. I kind of need it myself this morning.
Yeah.
Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast, Finn. We're talking lots of sunshine today, and we are going to keep temperatures pretty warm, especially for this time of year over the next couple of days. 48 today, maybe 50 tomorrow. Sean Cable's going to tell you more in just a moment. We'll also have a look at sports next with Mike Ganger here on Max FM.
The way we use our homes is changing. And as your local Carrier experts, we're here to help you improve your indoor comfort. From optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier, we're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier.
See Prairie Plumbing and Heating at 402 John Q. Adams Street in Sauk City. Call 643-8531. Carrier. Turn to the experts.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand women, men, infant, and children clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, and much more. Women owned and operated, Amber Lux Consignment Boutique is located at 121 5th Street in Baraboo. New items are added daily. Stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique of Baraboo.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Anger. Last night, Portage Boys basketball gets a big 60-23 win over Adams Friendship. Relatively quiet night overall, but things really get going again today. In boys hockey, it's going to be Baraboo Blue Portage hosting Reedsburg Wisconsin Dells out at Pierce Park. 7 o'clock, the puck drop for it tonight. You also have boys basketball for the Thunderbirds, going to be at McFarland High School at 7:15. And then the Badger Lightning girls hockey going to be heading to Viroqua at 7:30. In addition to that hockey matchup for Reedsburg, their boys basketball team is going to be hosting Edgewood at 7:15. Sauk Prairie boys hockey is going to be at Monroe tonight at 7. Girls basketball will welcome Wisconsin Dells at 7:15. Boys hoops will be at Mount Horeb. And as mentioned, girls hockey will be at Viroqua. And then finally, in addition to those hockey matchups for Portage, their boys basketball team is going to be at Stone tonight at 7:15. After falling to Purdue back on Sunday, the Badger men fall to 11 in the AP poll. That was actually the team's second straight loss after losing to Nebraska on Thursday. Badgers will hit the court again tomorrow night as they'll head to Ann Arbor to go against Michigan. 6 o'clock, the tip-off for that game. Wolverines only winners of 7 games so far this season. Badgers actually don't play another ranked team until March, when they'll have another matchup versus Illinois and against Purdue to wrap up the season. Bucks will be back on the hardwood tonight. The team is in Phoenix to face the Suns. 9 o'clock is going to be the tip-off this evening, late one on TNT. Doc Rivers and his staff will be coaching the NBA All-Star team after just 3 games with the Bucks. A couple of Rivers' newest assistants will not be joining the rest of the Bucks staff, as they feel it's Adrian Griffin's staff that deserve the honor of representing the Eastern Conference for the success the team had this season. Rivers also says he'll be giving his ring and share from coaching the team to Adrian Griffin. And after locking up the best record in the West, Minnesota Timberwolves head coach Chris Finch and his staff will be coaching the Western Conference for the All-Star Game. The game's coming up on Sunday, February 18th. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Anger.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
We have some fog and freezing fog, or a little freezing drizzle out there again this morning, but it's not going to last long. We'll gradually clear out. We'll see some sunshine this afternoon. Our high today, 48. The wind out of the south at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 34. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 51. On Thursday, some light rain with a high of 55. Worthington, Minnesota is a great place to live, stay, shop, and play. Check out Worthington. It's worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
99.7.
It's 8:43 right now. Because we were talking about it, I had to find it. Here's Janet Jackson, Black Cat on Max FM. Janet Jackson, there is Black Cat, maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. That's a good one. That's the kind of song you turn your speakers way up to this morning, whether you're sitting at your desk or not. I'm telling you, it's everybody will enjoy that.
It's like on that day, Janet Jackson woke up and said, I kind of want to kick butt today.
Right?
So, yeah.
That's what the young folks call a banger right there. Right that's there. For sure. It's such a great song, though, and it's so funny because, you know, she's touring again, which I'm super excited about. She's made appearances in this particular area. We got to see her long ago, prior to COVID, prior to her having a kid. We've talked about this. It was right after we saw her just a few weeks before she announced that that tour was shutting down because she found out she was going to have a baby. And so she had an amazing band with her. And we saw her perform in St. Paul. And she had an amazing band with her, and that guitar part that Slash plays was actually played by a female that night, who I will say this was so good that she'd probably give Slash a run for his money, quite honestly, because she was that stinking good doing that exact guitar part. It was phenomenal. And Janet, you can tell she had a whole lot of fun with Black Cat, because that was a completely different album, though, if you remember way back in the day when Rhythm Nation was released, right? It was completely different than anything she had ever done, because it was the first one she had been exclusively in charge of. No dad involved in that one, not finally listening to the producers and all of that. Mm-hmm. Janet was like, no, we're doing this my way. Mm-hmm. And that whole Rhythm Nation album was a little bit edgier compared to everything else we knew from Janet. So I hope you enjoyed that this morning, everybody.
I can't remember, did Slash ever perform that song with her on stage?
I believe at a music awards he did. Maybe it was the MTV Music Awards, because that's when they were actually like in a legit music awards. They weren't doing stupid things for like, best kiss on this, you know, that kind of thing, or, you know, stupid best whatever. Because they have some really stupid categories now in those MTV movie and music awards. And so I believe he showed up on stage with her either at the AMAs or at the VMAs, the MTV Music Awards. I'm not really sure which one it was, but I remember them being together. And then, of course, he was in the video with her for that as well. But I know they performed it at least once on stage together, at least once.
Cool.
AMAs, Grammys, or like the VMAs would have been the perfect place to do it too, right? I mean, you get iconic legends together for those moments in time. So Corey and I were talking about it this weekend, and we were, you know, when we were watching the Grammys, and U2 presented award live from the Sphere in Las Vegas. And Corey said to me, he's like, what act would you want to see perform in the Sphere? And I was like, well, not U2. So I'm good there. And then I started really thinking about it. And I would say that Janet would maybe be one of the people I would love to see perform in the Sphere. Because just like Michael, when she does a live show, she brings it. Like, she brings every element of it. And that would be so cool in that Sphere with all of those screens and all of that kind of stuff, to be like immersed in all of that. I would love to see Janet Jackson do that.
It would demand a bigger production. It would demand.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Janet obviously has it, but it would have to be a performer that has a massive stage production so that it could be, you know, fully embraced there at the Sphere, because that place, that venue,
it's crazy.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's crazy cool. But I would love to see somebody like Janet tackle it, because she could do it. She could totally, totally do it. I think that would be awesome, because I was thinking about it. Is there really any new artists, like newer or current artists, that I would be like, yes, I want to see them at the Sphere? No, probably not. I want to see somebody like her, like kill it at the Sphere. I think that would be an incredible show. Anyway, so there you go. Little Black Cat this morning. Hopefully you enjoyed. Hopefully that set the tone for your rest of your day, because once you hear that, you feel like you can go conquer anything, honestly. We've got to take a look at these calendar days, because it's a Tuesday. Not much happens on a Tuesday, but of course we need a reason to celebrate, trying to get through the work week, of course. So, this is a good one to start out with. Ronald Reagan Day is today. It's held every February 6th on the anniversary of his birth. So in other words, his his birthday. A number of governors from California, the state where Reagan served as governor, proclaimed this day. Governor Gray Davis did this in 2002 and 2003 as his successor. Then Arnold Schwarzenegger did it in 2004 through 2010. So this has been an ongoing tradition. Ronald Reagan Day officially today. It's also Pay a Compliment Day today, Finn. I don't think you need a special day to do that. I think that's just one of those things that you can do when you see people, you know, who
doesn't cost anything.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And sometimes you brighten somebody's day to the point you don't even realize how much they needed to hear it. Let's see. It's also Lame Duck Day today. I just love that there's a picture of a lot of rubber duckies in this one. It takes place on the anniversary of the day in 1933 when the 20th Amendment, known as the Lame Duck Amendment, went into effect. And if you don't know, the term lame duck applies to a politician who has either just lost an election or is retiring during the time between an election and the time the replacement takes office. So Lame Duck Day is today. Getting a little onto the political side this morning. And then there's a whole bunch of food ones or food related ones today. So we're going to start out with, well, the first two that aren't that exciting, but National Chopsticks Day. Now, for some people, this is a really exciting day. For those of us who are not coordinated enough to use a chopstick, this is not a day that we celebrate. I would be the non-coordinated ones. I can never use a chopstick. There's like finger thing. You got to do something with your fingers to make them work. And I'm not there. I don't grasp the technique. Although my Max, if he can use a chopstick rather than a fork, he would much rather do that. But that shouldn't surprise anybody. He's otherworldly compared to his mom.
It takes a little skill, doesn't it?
It does. I don't have the skill or the coordination to make it happen. Every time I try, Corey just looks at me and he's like, you would starve if you lived in Japan. And I was like, probably, you're right.
Okay, but then it fizzles quickly and then it's just onto the fork.
No, I'm right there. It's also International Eggplant Day today. Boy, life doesn't get much more exciting than talking about an eggplant, does it? Woo. And then finally, we'll try to bring this up a little bit. It's National Frozen Yogurt Day today. We all love some good frozen yogurt. Froyo, as we like to call it, right? And, you know, you can put all the toppings on it. I love the places where you can go in and it's like a bar and you can put your graham crackers on or your chocolate chips, or there's other toppings like marshmallow and marshmallow drizzle. It's the best thing ever. So enjoy some frozen yogurt today if you're so inclined. Really, that's not a great list, but we tried to make it as good as we can. I can't help you. It's a Tuesday,
people. We're
not
in charge of it.
I know. It's a Tuesday. You get what you get on a Tuesday, that's for sure. Taking a look at your forecast right now. Lots of sun today, 48 for a high. Mostly cloudy down to 34 tonight. Tomorrow, the clouds are going to stick around. Warm temperatures, though, with a high near 51. 26 now. Time for your community calendar, brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Hi, this is Mary at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch. We have a new sweet almond cactus spread ready for you. It's made with our skillet crust, brushed with butter, sprinkled with cinnamon sugar, topped with an almond-flavored streusel, and a white sugar topping. And when it comes out of the oven, we top it with our icing and some slivered almonds, and it is yummy. Here at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch, you can dine in or order it for delivery or carry out. 448-2215.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Pizza Ranch. It's another opportunity to celebrate the beautiful bald eagles in Sauk Prairie for Bald Eagle Watching Days 2.0. The River Arts Center, once again, will be the spot for it. The lobby will open at 9 a.m., plus ticket pickup opportunities at that point. There'll be an expo and kids activities from 10 until 4. Also have an eagle release video, laughing with animals presentation, a live Birds of Prey show as well. All shows are free, but a ticket is required. And then you can also just do your own eagle watching at the Overlook from 8 until 4 p.m. And the Trip Museum will also be having their bird collection and a presentation from 12:45 to 1:30. All the details can be found at fairybluffeaglecouncil.org. Once again, Bald Eagle Watching Days 2.0 is Saturday, February 10th. And kick off your Super Sunday with the VFW Buffet Breakfast. This monthly event is hosted by the Reedsburg VFW Post 1916. They've got made-to-order omelets, scrambled eggs, breakfast sausage, hash browns, pancakes, cakes, biscuits and gravy, and more. Pricing's $10 per person, and children under 10 are $1 for each year of age. Of course, this is a great opportunity to support the local veterans, enjoy the VFW hall and memorabilia, and gather with members of the community. All proceeds will go right back to helping veterans, their families, and community programs. This is from 8 a.m. until noon, every second Sunday of the month, Thurber Greenwood VFW Hall in Reedsburg.
Some people won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, can potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.